Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast with your favorite Christian mindset coach, Brandon Lynette. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. It's a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as you explore that transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with your God-given power and gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. And as you become the writer of your own story in this podcast with me, you are going to find that inspiration, the practical tips, and the sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You're in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. Please support this mission at listenbitchdonations.com. And if it's too much to buy a girl a cup of chai tea, then do me a favor and just share the show. Just share the shit out of the show with people you love, people that annoy you, whatever it takes. Share the show. And if you really are feeling super generous, please leave a review. Written review is 100% going to get me up in the algorithm. And if you want to change your life, make sure you scroll the show notes and pick your path. Okay. Today's episode, you guys, let's just jump right into this today because honestly, every time I think of a topic, I think of the thing that I'm really going to focus on this week. Like, what is my main motivator? What do I need to do? Right? Like, what's on the agenda for today? What do I need to work on? And that's a question I ask myself all the time is where in my life can I improve? What can I do to make this easier? How can I show up for myself better? So today's topic is definitely, as I'm pointing a finger at you, there are fingers pointing back at me because multitasking is killing your potential and you literally don't even know it. I'm not going to sugarcoat this. It isn't productive. It is literally the fast track to average. Because what's happening when you are constantly splitting up your attention, you're going to half-ass everything that you do. And I've recognized that in myself where, I get the podcast done, I post it, boom, I have 100 other projects going. So did I write the email? Did I take enough time to write the blurb? Did I promote this on every, outlet that I possibly have? Have I done all the things? I'm missing details that matter. I make dumb mistakes. Then I get stressed and then I have to redo shit anyway. And so it seems like everything just takes me twice as long. So yeah, did I check a box? Yes. But did I also tank the result? Also, yes. And what I'm realizing and what I can see, because success leaves clues, high performers don't multitask. They focus like one task, full attention, highest standard. What's more valuable, honestly, the one who does one thing exceptionally well or someone who does five things shitty, Results are the only scoreboard that really counts. And I think we forget that sometimes. We forget that because we do, I am guilty of this as well, just saying done. Done is the new perfect. Get it done. Get it done. That doesn't always matter. So I want you guys right now, this week, to make it a goal to stop hunting for shortcuts. Okay. If it's worth doing, give it your full focus. Your full focus. Do it right. Do it completely. And then the cool part is once you do that, then you move on to the next thing because that's real efficiency, not multitasking. Really want you to grow through this. This is part of stepping into your potential. Quantity is not equal to progress. So touching 10 tasks is not the same as completing one thing with a high standard. Attention is fucking currency. So you have to spend it like it matters because it genuinely does. And speed comes from that clean focus, not frantic pace. One outcome, one block done well. And I want you to say this every day before, you get into your little work zone. So you're going to want to, set out the one outcome. Like I will say by 11:30 a.m., I want to draft 900 words for an upcoming book, for whatever that is. Okay. Write book, whatever it is you're going to do. So you're saying by this specific time, It's specific, measurable, time bound. And then you have to be honest with yourself about the definition of done. So you've got to give yourself like that checklist that proves it's complete. So say I'm doing a podcast outline. So I want my hook, 7 solid proof points, story beat, and a call to action. I'm going to write 2 title options. I'm going to write the audio boom blurb and then internal links to, the YouTube video, whatever that is. And do a serious work block, like keep your phones in the other room, put your do not disturb on. And when you are working, and I'm guilty of this, the only tab I should have open on my computer is the document I need at that time. And set a timer, no matter what that looks like for you. Like I have, I have a ton of emails to send out today and every day. So I set the timer, like I'm going to see how much I can do in 75 minutes. 75 minutes sitting at my desk, and then I go out and I take a lap on the treadmill. Literally, because I get so tired of sitting in this chair. That's my done. That's my work block. That's when I know I'm finished. One browser tab, one doc, one cursor. If it is not needed for this outcome, it is closed. And then we're not going to scroll on our socials. We're not going to go through our inbox. We're not going to let ourselves be distracted. You're available for one block. And this is what I assure you, because I feel like my nervous system doesn't fucking get it, but the world is not going to end. And at the end of this work block, publish your shit. Partial progress doesn't count, okay? You gotta send that shit. You gotta send it. I think setting up a whole schedule, and I give myself a lot of grace just because I am a parent and the kids kind of run the show, for whatever that looks like, okay? Sports practice, games, there's just a lot of shit going on. So I do set boundaries like with the kids. Okay. This is give me the 75 minutes to do this on this day, clarifying that nobody has anything going on. But don't come in my office in this space. Do they always listen? Absolutely not. But for the most part, yes, it is. I can hear them at least telling each other, hey, mom said, don't go in there, whatever that looks like for you. Don't go in there. Just leave mom alone. But set the blocks, you guys. Set up a daily flow chart for yourself. Like, what is very important? The most important part of my day is before I touch my phone that I read the Bible. I get with God because that aligns everything. And I can tell a huge difference on the days that I don't do this. I want you to just, number one, after you do your Bible study for a badass, I want you to get a piece of paper and write down one outcome that moves your mission today, that moves your potential, that puts you in the place that you want to be for your goals, for whatever your potential looks like. So that one thing, the one thing that's going to move the needle, okay? And do, have set the timer and make sure you can hear your alarm in whatever room, do calendar blocks for yourself. And even starting today, ask yourself what one outcome would make today a win, even if nothing else happens. What is the next smallest action that proves momentum? And call yourself out on the bullshit. Where are you choosing busy over effective? And what boundary needs to be communicated right now? And then it's very important. I think people just take for granted the importance of like the water and the protein and moving, 10 minutes, do, a quick walk if you don't have a treadmill just before you do that block. Focus your breathing. One outcome. And then the work block. Make sure that you have something to publish every single day. Because this isn't a time problem. It's literally just an attention problem. When you give your attention to one worthy thing at a time, that's when your results are going to explode. Your stress drops, your standards match your calling. You're not too busy, like you're scattered. So you have to choose to focus like your future depends on it, because literally it does. It just does. And if you want, you guys, I literally work with people doing this all of the time. Set up a Zoom with me and I'll help you build a focus day planner. I will help you have something tangible that you can print. I'll do that for you. I would love to do that for you. So reach out to me. You guys know how to get a hold of me. Everybody loves to brag about doing it all, but I mean, multitasking isn't a mastery. It's mediocrity, you know? And splitting your focus, I feel like, is just sabotaging your growth because it's keeping you stuck. It's keeping you stressed. It's keeping you scattered. I want you to learn how to rebuild your days with that focused intensity where your effort is finally matching your calling. You want your results to look like the vision in your head. So I want you to stop chasing your tail on this. We want to move the needle. We've been treading water for so long. The overcapable version of you. You can carry 10 plates. So you do. I get that. But capacity isn't calling. We're here for excellence. There's this version of you that thinks multitasking is like an armor. You know, if I stay busy at three things, I don't have to feel the weight of the one thing that actually matters. And there's a version of you that just continues to say yes to everything and you resent everything and you deliver average everywhere. Ideas fire fast. I get that. And that is a gift for me. That is a gift. I get these incredible downloads. There's so much to do, but it's also a curse because then it ends up being unchanneled fire. And that's where I just collapse and I cave. And that's the spiral, the shame spiral of just losing belief in myself. It's because I take on so fucking much. There's a called and chosen you. Bitch, we're not here to be casual about our purpose. We want those fucking results that look like obedience. We don't want noise. I'm talking to the version of you that can do one worthy thing at a time. Multitasking isn't a fucking identity. It's a nervous system strategy. So let's replace that with actual leadership. Your brain doesn't run two lengths, like it's literally ping ponging. So every time you switch this, you're leaking attention and you're cutting yourself down when it comes to quality. So then, you know, God, we're just skimming the fucking surface of these tasks and we're never ever really getting deep enough to do our real best thinking. And every small miss that you have, it compounds. You know, rework time absolutely doubles your workload. And I'm going to tell you right now, dopamine fucking matters. And this is a dopamine drip. Tap notifications, those tiny little hits make it feel like it's momentum. And that is bullshit. It is fake progress. Your output stops matching your standards and you just start believing that you're inconsistent. And the truth is that you're not. You're just interrupted. Multitasking has been creating that feeling of motion while it's erasing your true potential. Keep them distracted. Do you guys listen to my Boiling Point podcast? Because I say we're all useful idiots, and we are. We definitely are. 14 tabs open because I might need them. I mean, I'm literally looking at my browser right now, you guys. 14 tabs because I might need them. I don't need all this. It is literally just visual anxiety. And every time you're just letting your phone continue to make noise while you're doing stuff, that every fucking ding is an invitation to be average. You know, I'm looking at even just my desk right now is a, it's a fucking disaster. Cords everywhere, makeup still left out. I have some extra Bibles to mark so I could put them in different rooms with my reading schedule. Whatever. I just have a lot here. It's chaos. It is pure chaos. My calendar, I don't have those protected blocks. We have to put the blocks in there. We can't lie to ourselves and say everything is urgent. And I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, if this is where you are and you're struggling with this, your relationships are probably suffering as well, because this makes you half present everywhere, fully present nowhere. Because that bleed over wrecks confidence 100%. And I could tell you, I've been like that with my kids for the like last week. I definitely was one foot in, one foot out, and not really looking at them. And last night, you know, we had a great cuddle session, and we talked about those things and them just wanting me to feel present. You know, I do have a rule that when I'm with the family, my phone, I'm not on my phones. Like my phones are down, not on them unless a kid texts or whatever. But even then, you know, we talked about, you know, mommy doesn't have her phone like specific parts of the day, but they still didn't feel my presence. And that's a big deal. And then sometimes, you know, not turning notifications off. When I'm reading the scriptures, I hear my phone and I'm totally just checked out. I'm checked out and I'm just skipping over words. Like it's not, you know, I'm not feeling God's love pour into me in that moment. Resistance going to peak right before you're about to do something meaningful. Always, whether that's you're going to start recording a podcast, or you know, you're going to write a book, or you're going to sell this new product you have, confront, decide, all of these things. So it's before that hard thing. Before that hard thing. And once you wobble, I mean, you stumble and your brain is going to be like, ooh, bitch, go check your socials really fast. How many times are you reaching to check your fucking notifications all day? How many times are you doing that? How important is it for you to see how many people are vibing with your content or your comment, and what are you putting out there in the first place? Is it part of your potential? Is it part of the direction that you're headed? Are you actually moving the needle with your potential? And so, after you've checked your phone 17 times in the past hour, you're starting to feel tired, you're hungry, you're overstimulated. So, there we go again. You need another dopamine hit. So, fuck it. Let's scroll some more. Let's get some snacks. Boom. Here's another side quest, right? It's not enough for me to say I'm going to work on the podcast. That's so vague. And what's going to happen when you're so vague about shit is that you're going to avoid it. Being vague just opens the door to avoid it. And then you've got yourself like in this high emotion, just fear of judgment, fear of success. Multitasking becomes a smoke bomb. Like, that's my safety net. That's it. Your multitask reflex is a flare for discomfort. We want to catch the shit, not chase it, you know? I get it, bitch. You want to avoid the exposure, because if you go all in and it's not perfect, the whole world just caught you with your pants down, right? Touching everything feels like control, but I'm telling you, you're diluting your power. Quick replies and constant availability mimics value, and real value is that published result, always. You're going to see yourself as the scrappy do-it-all, but like I'm telling you right now, okay, this next level that we're moving into, we need to have that curated focus. Not sloppy, scattered output, okay, that doesn't reflect what you actually feel about your calling and your potential. This isn't about time. It's because you're scared. This is about fear. It's about fear. Define the one thing. The one thing. What does it look like when it's done? That one thing. Send it. Do a 7-day focus sprint this week. Like today, why don't you guys do the purge? Okay. I mean, close every tab, delete non-essential apps from your home screen, clean your desk, and then pick tomorrow's one outcome before you go to bed. Tomorrow, you're going to prove it. At least two minimum 60-minute blocks, one for creation and one for execution. Day three, set your boundaries. That means, and you know, saying, listen, I blocked this off. Don't come into my office. Do that for everyone. Put it on the calendar. Day four, take your hardest task. Run the full protocol. Feel all the discomfort of thinking that you're missing so much by not touching your phone this whole time, and then finish anyway. And before you send this, ask yourself. I'll ask myself, is the hook clear? Do I have a call to action? Did I cut the fluff? Would my dream client be impressed? Fix it and then fucking publish it. Day six, work on the systems, template, anything that you repeated two or more times this week, whether podcast, call to action, email, close, whatever. Save it, reuse it. And day seven, just review and reward yourself. How much did you get published? How many rework minutes did you cut off? How much time did you spend actually focusing? What stole the focus? What protected it? And then reward yourself for the finish, not because you were frantic, not because of the frenzy when you started. And you will spiral, okay? You will. You'll start to freak out. Stand up, just breathe. Write one outcome on paper. That's it. One, babe. One, big and bossy. Close everything else unrelated. 20-minute victory timer. Complete the smallest next step that moves it forward. And say it, fucking say it. I finish what I start. 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 Whatever you're gonna do, do it with your whole fucking heart. You don't need more hours. You just need fewer lanes. Mastery is really just single-threaded. The difference between busy and beast is your willingness to be fully here with one worthy thing and then move on. Listen, bitch, your potential isn't waiting for more hours. It is really just waiting for your presence. You're waiting for your presence. Jesus is waiting for your presence. Your clients is waiting for your presence, your potential, your family, your kids. Everyone's waiting for your presence. You do not need to spin faster. You need to cut the noise. You've got too much brilliance leaking through those 1,000 open tabs. And I'm talking digital and mental. Every time you multitask, you slice your genius into fragments. God didn't give you that kind of fire to be divided. This next chapter, this is about focus. You do one thing with excellence, with reverence, and zero apology for how slow or quiet it looks from the outside. You fucking finish it. You feel that grounded satisfaction that's only going to come from doing it right. And then you move on. And you're free and you're clear to do the next worthy thing. This isn't even about discipline. This is alignment. That is the peace. That is the power. When the world starts clapping for your busyness, don't join in. Don't. We will rebel against that. Smile, step back. Remember, they're clapping for exhaustion. It's not even about excellence. You're not here to juggle, you're here to build. Go be the person who finishes what you start. I love you guys. I'll see you later.